The Missouri GOP has become the party of false choices. Grassroots conservatives are tired of being told to applaud half measures, bad process, and government expansion just because Republicans are selling it.
The issue is not that we oppose Republicans.
The issue is that too many Republican officials are using conservative language to sell non-conservative results. Missouri Republicans have every advantage a political party could reasonably ask for. They control the governor's office. Republicans hold the major statewide offices. They hold overwhelming majorities in the General Assembly. The official Missouri House statistics page lists 106 Republicans and 52 Democrats in the House of Representatives for the 103rd General Assembly, second regular session. So why do grassroots conservatives keep being told, "This is the best we can do"?
That excuse might make sense in a purple state.
It might make sense under divided government. It might make sense if Republicans were fighting uphill against a hostile governor, a hostile Senate, or a hostile House. But that is not Missouri. Missouri is a state where Republicans have had a rare political window. Supermajorities, statewide control, and a grassroots base hungry for conservative reform. Yet the results too often look like managed decline, expanded government, higher bills, weaker constitutional protections, and carefully marketed half measures. That is why Act for Missouri has been so active this week.
It is not because we woke up one morning looking for a fight.
It is because on issue after issue, the Missouri GOP keeps presenting citizens with false choices.
We are not against Republicans. We are against false choices, bad process, weak half measures, and Republican branding used to sell non-conservative results. False choice number one: take the half measure, or you are helping the left.
This is the most common one.
When grassroots conservatives object to weak legislation, bad amendments, or bills that have been watered down until they no longer match the campaign promise, we are told we are helping Democrats. But that accusation gets the issue exactly backward. Our concern is that too many Republican-backed bills are already advancing policy that Democrats can support, or at least can tolerate, while the conservative grassroots are told to cheer because the sponsor has an R beside his name. When we point out that some finished bills receive stronger support from the Democratic caucus than from the Republican caucus, we are not working for Democrats.
We are asking the obvious question: why does the final product look more appealing to Democrats than to the grassroots Republicans who put the majority in power?
That is not disloyalty. That is accountability. The real disloyalty is asking citizens to abandon principle for party branding.
The Missouri Republican Party platform says, "Government governs best when it governs least," and that political power is vested in and derived from the people. It also says, "Government is instituted for the good of the whole by protecting the unalienable and God-given rights of the people."
Those are not decorative phrases.
They are supposed to mean something.
False choice number two: vote for a flawed amendment, or you are not really pro-life.
The abortion fight is one of the clearest examples.
Missouri voters will see Amendment 3 on the November 3, 2026 ballot. According to the Secretary of State's official ballot language, the measure would repeal the 2024 Abortion Rights Amendment, but it would also allow abortions for rape and incest under 12 weeks gestation, emergencies, and fetal anomalies. For many pro-life Missourians, that creates a serious moral and constitutional problem.
The false choice is this: either support the measure exactly as written, including the exceptions, or be accused of helping the abortion industry.
But many grassroots conservatives are not objecting because they want abortion protected.
They are objecting because they believe the Missouri Constitution should not contain language that allows some innocent children to be aborted based on the circumstances of their conception or diagnosis.
That is a principled objection. Republicans have spent years telling voters they believe life begins at conception. If that is true, then the question is not whether a Republican-backed amendment is better than what we have now. The question is whether it reflects the principle they claim to hold.
A party with this much power should not be asking the pro-life base to choose between the current evil
and a smaller evil embedded in the Constitution.
False choice number 3. Accept their version of constitutional reform, or admit you want the Constitution hijacked.
Amendment 4 is being sold as constitutional amendment reform. But that is not really what it is.
The official ballot language says Amendment 4 would change the current rule that a simple statewide majority may approve initiative petitions to amend the Constitution. Instead, it would require approval by a majority of voters in each congressional district.
It would also make the full text of initiative petitions available with the ballot.
That distinction matters.
This does not apply the same standard to constitutional amendments referred by the legislature.
Missouri's Constitution says amendments proposed by the General Assembly or by the initiative are submitted to the voters, and if a majority of votes cast is in favor of the amendment, it takes effect. So let's be clear. This is not equal constitutional reform.
A future Democratic legislative majority could put the same kind of leftist constitutional amendments on the ballot that Republicans say Amendment 4 is designed to stop. The difference is that a legislature could do it without needing an expensive citizen petition campaign, and the amendment could still be added to the Constitution by a simple statewide majority vote.
Meanwhile, the people's initiative power would be severely restricted.
That is the double standard.
Our position is not the status quo. Missouri's Constitution has become too easy to change. But real reform should make constitutional amendments harder for everyone, not nearly impossible for the people, while leaving politicians a simpler path.
The false choice is this: either accept Amendment 4 exactly as written, or be accused of supporting the current broken system.
But we are not defending the status quo.
Missouri's Constitution has become too easy to change, and there have been many serious reform ideas over the years that would make constitutional amendments harder to pass without making the people's process nearly impossible.
A real reform would apply the same rule to everyone. If constitutional amendments should require broader consensus, then that standard should apply whether the amendment comes from the people or the legislature.
If the concern is out-of-state money, ballot manipulation, or radical policy being embedded in the Constitution, then the solution should not protect legislative referrals while kneecapping citizen initiatives.
Conservatives should not support one set of rules for politicians and another set of rules for the people.
We are tired of double standards.
False choice number 4. Replace one tax with another, or admit you oppose tax relief.
Amendment 5, formerly HJR 173, is being sold as bold conservative tax reform.
The official ballot language says it would phase out the individual income tax based on revenue growth, reduce personal property and other local taxes when local revenues increase, modify sales and use taxes to eliminate the income tax and reduce local taxes, and protect local funding for public schools and other purposes.
But the same official language also says implementing legislation would have an unknown impact on state and local revenue.
It also says that, at this time, the impact on taxes is unknown.
That should stop every voter in their tracks.
The false choice is this: either support Amendment 5 or admit you oppose tax relief.
But the conservative answer is not to replace one tax with another.
The conservative answer is to reduce the size and cost of government.
Missouri does not need to suspend constitutional protections so a future legislature has room to redesign the tax code later.
This amendment is only the framework. The real choices, the choices that will affect the daily lives of Missouri citizens, would be made afterward through implementing legislation.
That is not tax relief.
That is a blank check.
And the legislature has not earned that level of trust.
If lawmakers want to continue lowering the income tax based on revenue growth, they can do that now.
If they want to accelerate that process, they can do something Jefferson City almost never does: cut spending.
Instead, Amendment 5 asks Missourians to approve the constitutional framework first, then trust the same political class that doubled the state budget, failed to deliver meaningful property tax relief, and keeps growing government to come back later and make the hard decisions responsibly.
The Shomi Institute noted that Missouri's fiscal year 2026 budget was approved at $51 billion, but was expected to end closer to $54 billion after supplemental spending. It also noted that the governor's fiscal year 2027 recommendations totaled $54.5 billion. That is the spending side of the ledger. Tax reform that ignores spending discipline is not conservative reform. It is backwards. Real conservative tax reform should protect the people, reduce the burden of government, and force spending discipline. It should not give politicians more flexibility to shift the tax burden after voters have already surrendered their leverage. Conservatives should not be pressured into supporting an unknown tax structure just because it is packaged with the words income tax elimination. Tax relief without spending restraint is not conservative reform. It is a shell game. False choice number 5. Accept higher utility bills or be against infrastructure. Utility policy is another area where Republican government has not produced conservative results for Missouri families. Missourians are seeing utility bills climb. The Beacon reported that Missouri utility companies were requesting rate increases using tools approved by lawmakers, including an Evergy request for a 14.9% increase in its Missouri Metro service area. The false choice is this: either accept utility-friendly legislation and rising bills, or be accused of opposing growth, reliability, or infrastructure. But conservatives should not be reflexively siding with monopoly utilities against captive ratepayers. Infrastructure matters. Reliability matters. But so does protecting families from being turned into guaranteed revenue streams for politically powerful interests. When Republican lawmakers make it easier for utilities to recover costs, shift risk, or secure favorable treatment, citizens have every right to ask who is being protected: the family paying the bill or the lobbyist pushing the bill? False choice number 6. Accept secret data center deals or be anti-technology. Data centers may be the one issue where the divide is not perfectly ideological, but it exposes the same pattern. Citizens are raising real concerns about water, power, farmland, noise, local control, tax abatements, and closed-door decision-making. In Montgomery County, Act for Missouri documented how lawmakers held up data center projects as success stories, while citizens were actively suing over sunshine law concerns tied to the process. At the May 6, 2026 House Utilities Committee hearing, our article reported that no public testimony was allowed, and that the words lawsuit, sunshine law, and preserve Montgomery were not spoken during the hearing. In our Code versus Concrete piece, we also argue that Missouri is being pushed toward a centralized, resource-heavy data center model, while more decentralized technology could better protect liberty, privacy, local control, and citizen ownership. The false choice is this: either support massive data center projects as economic development, or be labeled anti-growth and anti-technology. But citizens are not wrong to oppose secret NDAs, rushed local approvals, massive public financing schemes, and deals that may benefit corporate giants while leaving ordinary Missourians with the risk. Being pro-technology does not require being pro-cronyism. False choice number 7. Be grateful for audio or admit you do not care about transparency. Transparency should be the easiest issue in the world for a Republican supermajority. Yet the Missouri Senate still does not provide the level of video access citizens should expect from a modern legislative body. The Senate maintains an audio archive for chamber proceedings. Reporting from the Missouri Independent noted that the Missouri Senate is one of only two legislative chambers in the country that does not provide a video live stream of its proceedings. The false choice is this: accept audio-only access, or be accused of demanding something unnecessary, expensive, or theatrical. But citizens should not have to beg to see their government work. A legislature that passes laws affecting taxes, life, education, property rights, utilities, and constitutional amendments should not hide behind outdated access standards. If the people are expected to obey the law, the people should be able to watch the lawmakers. The pattern is bigger than one bill. These issues may look separate at first glance,
Abortion, taxes, utilities, data centers, ballot amendments, property taxes, budget growth, and Senate transparency. But they are connected by a common pattern.
Accept the half measure, or you are helping the left.
Accept the flawed pro-life amendment, or you are not really pro-life.
Accept the one-sided constitutional amendment reform, or you support the current broken system.
Accept the tax swap, or you oppose tax cuts.
Accept the utility bill, or you oppose infrastructure.
Accept the secret data center deal, or you oppose economic development.
Accept audio-only government, or you are being unreasonable.
Accept Republican spin, or you are not a team player.
No.
Missouri citizens gave Republicans power to govern according to conservative principles, not to manufacture excuses for why those principles must always be postponed.
And the results are not matching the rhetoric.
Missouri's state budget has grown dramatically. Property taxes remain a major, unresolved issue.
The Beacon reported that despite vows to address the issue, the Missouri General Assembly ended the 2026 legislative session without passing property tax reform.
Marijuana is now legal and embedded in the Missouri Constitution after voters approved Constitutional Amendment 3 in 2022, which the Department of Health and Senior Services says allows individuals age 21 and older to legally possess and consume marijuana in Missouri. The Senate still lacks full video transparency. And now, voters are being asked to sort through another round of constitutional amendments, each marketed with carefully selected language and partisan pressure.
This is not what a conservative governing mandate should look like.
Accountability is not division. The people did not create this divide by asking questions. The divide was created by the gap between campaign promises and governing results.
Whenever grassroots citizens push back, the same accusation appears. You are causing division.
But accountability is not division. Discernment is not betrayal. Refusing to clap for failure is not helping Democrats.
If Republican officials want unity, they should start by uniting their actions with their platform.
They should pass clean bills.
They should stop letting good bills become vehicles for unrelated amendments.
They should protect the Constitution without weakening the people.
They should cut taxes honestly, not gamble with unknown tax shifts.
They should protect ratepayers, not just utilities.
They should stop using economic development as a shield for secrecy.
They should give citizens video access to the Senate.
They should stop pretending that a Republican label automatically makes a bill conservative.
The people are not asking for perfection.
They are asking for honesty.
They are asking for transparency.
They are asking for courage.
They are asking Republican officials to do what they promised they would do.
We are not looking for a different party.
We are looking for principle.
Act for Missouri is not interested in trading one political machine for another.
We are not asking Missouri to become more Democrat.
We are asking why a Republican supermajority so often produces results that grassroots conservatives must fight.
We want a party that lives up to its platform.
We want elected officials who remember that government governs best when it governs least.
We want legislation that protects life, liberty, property, parents, taxpayers, ratepayers, and local communities.
We want a government that tells the truth, shows its work, and respects the people who sent it there.
And we are tired of being told that this is the best Missouri can do.
Because it is not.
Not with this much power.
Not with this much opportunity.
Not with this much at stake.
The Missouri GOP has become the party of false choices.
Grassroots conservatives should refuse them.
All sources and supporting links are available in the written version of this article at Act for Missouri.